Hello and welcome. I'm Dottie Hager, and I am so glad that you're joining me on this call. What are you doing with the rest of your life? I've realized more and more how much I want people to take charge and create the life that they want. Not just the life that exists, but one that you'd really love to have and feel so proud about creating. I know for me, when I realized that I had a choice, that's when my world changed, and that's when I got on this bandwagon. My life just flipped around, and my attitude, my joy, because I realized that I could do something about whatever I wanted to do. If I didn't like something the way that it was, I had a choice to make a different choice and start putting it in the direction that I want. And so when I ask you about what are you doing with the rest of your life, I want you to really think about that because you do have a choice. Will it happen tomorrow? Not necessarily, but just like the analogy that I use a lot of times about a pilot navigating his plane, if he changes at 1 degree, he's going to be someplace different. And that's the same thing that I want for you. So for me, it's about getting the message out there, awakening people, telling them, showing them it is possible. Is it going to take work, focus, and commitment? Absolutely. But it is something that you can have. And that's the great freedom, is knowing that you're in charge. Yes, lots of time you'll go through blame and hurt, and it can't be me or that I did that or, you know, and sometimes you don't want to take responsibility. You just want to blame other people. And that's just part of the cycle as you go through this. And it's not bad or good. It's just part of taking responsibility and creating the life you want. But once you free yourself from a lot of the old story stuff and realize that you have opportunities before you that you didn't realize, you're going to see a whole different world. And you're going to see there's so many possibilities out there. So as you hear me say all the time, everything is possible. The world is limitless. And from your viewpoint, you can have anything that you want if you're willing to do the work and align all your, you know, your beliefs and everything with that. So you create your own reality. So what you think, you become. So make it what you want. And as Mike Dooley says, choose the good ones. So, yes, you'll have to get rid of lots of limiting thoughts and, you know, but that's just part of what you have to realize is part of this game of life and how it actually works. And that's what I want to share with you tonight. You know, you have to be willing and you have to be tired of the old story and you have to be ready to, you know, decide that you're going to create what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. So if you're really ready, there's three parts to everything that you want, no matter if it's a car or, you know, a new home or peace in your life. There's basically the three parts. First, you have to create an image of what it is that you really want. And the clearer you are and the less doubt, you know, when you just allow it to happen, it'll happen more quickly. But the more doubt and resistance that you have, then it's going to take it lots longer to do that. So the more clear, the more fun that you can have it, the more authentic to you when you really want it, then watch out and see what happens. Just like right now, I've been coming out with, I'm coming out with a new branding. And I've spent lots of time on Pinterest for my style and my mood and my branding and what my big vision is. And, I mean, you have to get bigger and bigger. So it just allows you to be free to really examine what you want. And so now I have a new poster board hanging in my office, plus all my boards on Pinterest. So it just gets you excited because when it's what you really want, you really have your heart and soul in it, and it makes it exciting, and you can really feel it happening. So when you get rid of a lot of the limiting beliefs, you first of all have this grand vision, and then as you start doing that, you'll probably find yourself going into these limiting beliefs and old stories, you know, the meanings that you've given things. Oh, I'm not good enough to, you know, be having a seven-figure, you know, salary, or it's, you know, not in my cards that I'd ever be able to take a trip to Hawaii, or that I could make a $1 million contribution to the university of your choice, or whatever it is that you're wanting. It is possible, but you do have to get rid of those limiting beliefs and work through them. But that's all part of the journey for you to evolve to have the highest, greatest possibilities for your life. And so the more that you start thinking about what are your dreams, then when we get rid of these limiting beliefs, and then you finally have to start taking action in the direction of your dreams. And you have to ask. This is why when you have a great connection with you and your God or your source, the universe, whatever it is, you just always ask, okay, God, what's the next step? And if you're open and listen, you'll get the next step. And you just keep moving forward. Just like this weekend, I was talking with one of my friends, and she just has had a couple new grandchildren, and she wanted to see, you know, wanted to see them during her spring break, and one of her grandsons lives pretty close to her, a few hours away, and she was trying to figure out how could she see him, but the parents like sticking to a schedule, and the child goes to a daycare. And she was trying to figure out with the parents, you know, how could this be possible? But she knew they really wanted him to stay on their schedule. So as grandparents, as we are, you know, you're trying to plot and scheme, how could I make this possible that I really get to see my grandchildren more? Well, all of a sudden, her son called her and said that the daycare where her grandson was staying was closed for the week, and now she gets him for the whole week. So see, when you really want something and you're open to its unfolding, then God will find a way to make it happen for you. You know, she was trying to figure it out, but she was still taking action. And, you know, it doesn't always look exactly like what we want. She was hoping for a day or so. She got the whole week. That's, you know, of course, really what she would like. And so if we're open, there's greater possibilities when you get out of the way, but you're just sure of the outcome that you want. You know, when you're certain, you know, that you want that car or whatever it is that you want, you know, want to go to that college or you know, whatever it is, when you're just, you know that you want to go to acting school or be an author or be a painter, then it's like, okay, God, show me the way. I'm ready and willing and I'm going to do this. So those are the three steps. And now what I'd like to do is I'd like to really apply this so that you can see how when you start thinking about what are you doing with the rest of your life, then you'll be able to see how these three steps work with that. So I'm going to give you a couple of different options as we start thinking about what do you want to do with the rest of your life. Today I got an email because I follow Michael Hyatt, and he has a new book that's coming out at the end of February that's called Living Fully. And one of his comments about the book that he says is that people spend more time planning their vacations than they do to planning their lives. And I thought, yes, I'm so excited. Somebody else is out there talking about what I'm talking about, because the world would be so much kinder and happier if you're doing what you love. And that's really what God intended for us to do. We just kind of created different visions of how that has to happen. So let me share with you the first way. So one of the ways to really start thinking about what would you love to do with the rest of your life is to really, what's on your bucket list? You know, and it's a great way to start because it's in your heart and soul. So I created a worksheet for this call this month. It's called What Are You Doing With the Rest of Your Life? And it's the bucket list. And on it, I ask you to list at least 20 things that you would love to have or do or be for the rest of your life. And then what I ask you to do is go to like Pinterest or use magazines and cut out pictures, because the more image and the more emotion that you can have in it, you're going to get really, really excited. And I can tell you, when you go to Pinterest, if you're like me, you might wander off and find lots of other things. Not only was I looking, oh, what you can do once you get there is search for, once you get to the bucket list on Pinterest, once you get to Pinterest, search for bucket list, and they have all different kind of categories in bucket list that you could possibly look for. So it's really fun. You know, many of you might have done it. You probably already have some boards of your own. But what you want it to do is be fun and just let yourself dream and have that. Because too often we've cut ourselves down and think, you know, the biggest vacation I can have is to go to Six Flags in, you know, Dallas, which is close to where I live or something, rather than thinking about, my husband and I are going for 2 weeks to Hawaii, and we've made that. We try to go every year now. So the idea is to dream big so that you can have everything that you want and enjoy it. So the first step is, you know, brainstorm, let Pinterest help you get some ideas, make those list of 20, and then narrow it down to 5 that you really, really, really want. And then I ask you to create a vision board for, you can do it on each one or the combination of it, but whichever one lights you up the most is what you want to do, because you want to have that excitement and passion and thrill of, you know, really being able to have this in your life. And I just did this for my branding that I had to do. And it does get you excited because you see all of the possibilities of, you know, what you're doing. But remember, so this is our first step that we're going to do, is you're going to create your vision of what it is that you want to do with the rest of your life. And then as you're doing that, if you notice these little gremlins are coming up and going, oh, you couldn't have that. That's not going to be possible. You haven't created a life like that. You know, you're stuck where you are. Those gremlins can get really, really busy when you're really dreaming. Then just stop and just allow yourself to just feel whatever's happening and say, okay, I hear you, but I know this is possible. And if you can't work through your own, you know, the negative talk, because that self-talk can really get going wrong, you know, in the wrong direction. And really, that's why a lot of people, especially older people like me, have kind of given up on their dreams, because they're, you know, you just kind of go, oh, that's not the way life is, and, you know, all of those kind of excuses. So what I'd love to offer is, you know, go to my website and sign up for a complimentary discovery session, and I can help you work through many of those obstacles that you have in your way so that you do see what's possible and you do see how you can have that in your life. So I would love to be able to help you so that you could see what's possible and really feel and know that it's possible. So after you have your vision board, you're going to keep it near you, you know, so that it gets you ignited, stoked, and you're ready to get that action going, because you're like, oh my gosh, I'm excited. This is really going to happen. So what I ask you to do on the worksheet is to choose one area that you have on your vision board. You know, I told you to choose your top 5. And then I want you to choose one, and I ask you to write down 2 actions that you're going to take. And then to give yourself a timeline of when you're going to start doing specific kinds of things and then start taking some action towards it. So if one of the things on your vision board happens to be to take a trip, like me, I want to take an African safari, then what you want to do is you want to start acting like you're really getting everything together to make that happen. So you get brochures, you know, for an African safari. You go to Google and you cut out all the pictures. You go to Pinterest and you get lots of pictures about African safaris. Contact travel agencies. You know, get the cost down. See yourself flying on the plane. Look at, you know, what kind of shots are required when you go to wherever you might want to go. Get your passport up to date. Create your itinerary of exactly what you want. Put yourself, you know, put a picture of yourself in the middle of this great vision board you have of, like in my example, African safari, so that you can feel that it's really going to happen. And that is you taking action towards that. And then and the more, you know, weekly, you know, you don't have to do all that at once, but weekly, you know, make yourself do something on it so that you can really feel like that you're doing it. Talk to people about how exciting your trip is, you know, that you're going to be taking. And so what you want to do is get that energy, get that excitement going on to yourself, you know, on so that you can really see it possible. And then ask yourself empowering questions as you're creating these. You know, you can go into meditation or just some silence and, you know, what do I need to do to allow this to happen? Because a lot of times, the reason things don't happen is we, you know, if you do like a number line on a scale of 1 to 10, we're often more in the negative part, or I should say, positive 10 to negative 10 and 0 being the middle, we often have a lot of those doubts and resistance in the negative area, and we need to move more to be able to receive and to allow those things to come in to our life. And that's what, you know, if you can really start saying, if it's not in my life, why is it not in my life? And often there's usually a lot of resistance about it. Then look at that number line and say to yourself, okay, how can I move myself if I'm thinking that I'm -8, that I really don't know how that African safari is going to come? What could I do to make that move to a -4 or something? Just make it, you know, take a few steps at a time, because you're not going to move from a -8 over to a positive, you know, 4 without taking some action and getting there. Maybe one of the steps is for you to contact me and to have that complimentary session, or just talk to someone that you know would support you. Then you've got some positive energy and they're going to go, oh good, you know, let's go talk to that travel agent. And so when you actually take some actions, then it keeps, you know, keeps you in motion, keeps you in the energy, keeps you focused on what you want to do. And you just have to keep working towards it. Because most of the work is our mindset. You know, there's different percentages. Some people say 80% and some people say 90% of it is our attitude and our mindset, whether we believe it can happen. So that's where we want to do a lot of the work, is in regards to our mindset. So just keep believing and keep listening to God. Keep asking for Him to guide you. You know, who do I need to be so that I can live and have this African safari? Who do I need to support me? And what is the next step? And each day, just ask yourself when you're in your meditation or your prayer, just, you know, God, what do I need to do next so that I can, you know, have my African safari or whatever it is that you want to be doing with the rest of your life. So then the second option that I, you know, want to share with you that you can choose to start creating, you know, what you want for the rest of your life is to, you know, start creating a new version, whether of you, whether that's a healthier you, a more abundant you, a more loving you, however it fits into, you know, what you want to do for the rest of your life. It could be a more freeing you, a more playful you. So just ask yourself, what is it? And if you remember on some of, you know, the past Dream Big calls this last year, I spent that on different areas of your life, giving you suggestion, whether that's your physical, mental, spiritual, relationships, money. So as you start thinking about the rest of your life, use one of these as a theme, you know, or you can use one of them as a theme, like this month is a great one for relationships. So how, you know, this, if you think about relationships and you think about love, love can be so big you can't get a hold of it. But what part of love is it that you want, you know, more of it? Is it loving life more? Is it living from a loving place instead of a fear place, like what the Course in Miracles teaches? And if you haven't done the Course in Miracles, or if you don't know about living more from love than fear, that's a fabulous place to begin. And you'll see huge rewards in your life. So what I want to do is I want to be able to break it down for you so that you can see in little ways how you really can start changing what you're doing with the rest of your life. And that's why if you choose one of these small areas, I don't want you to do, oh yeah, I'm going to work on the physical me, and I'm also going to work, you know, excuse me, I need to be, you know, more involved with my career or whatever it is. Just choose one area, because you get so spread out and, you know, as life has it, there's so many things to do anyway. But if you choose one area, we can break it down in small parts, then it's doable to you. You feel like I really can, you know, make this happen. So that's an important part. And I already told you, you know, to encourage you about a small change can make a huge difference in your life. So I'm not asking you to change your whole world. I'm asking you to find one area that you know that you really are ready to have it different. And then choose that. And then what we want to do is use these three steps to break it down for you so that you can see the big results. And that's why, you know, I'll keep telling you to chunk it down so that it becomes actionable and doable for you, and so that it doesn't just stay a fantasy or a dream. I want you to have what you want, and I want to show you it's possible, because I'm living that, and I know that that's possible. So let me use for our example that, you know, I'm going to choose, you know, having a partner in love. So we would break that down by choosing the primary relationship. And, you know, like I said, February is for love. So it could be a great reminder this time of year to be choosing, you know, your relationship. How can you make your primary relationship the most loving that it could be? And I'm one to tell you that I believe that all relationships can continue to use, you know, some kind of spark if you aren't doing that on a continuous basis anyway. So, you know, if you feel like your relationship doesn't need it and this one doesn't really just drive something home to you, choose something that does, because I want you to be really, really excited about what you want to do. And then the other thing is, you know, if February doesn't spark that, maybe on your anniversary, you know, right now you might want to choose something else. But then your anniversary, if you're with a partner, then you can choose your anniversary to remind you, how could we create this relationship to be the best that it could be for the rest of, you know, your life? So first of all, what you have to do is begin looking at, you know, what is the ideal relationship for me? What is, you know, what is it that I would love my relationship to be like? And one of the things, you know, and I would tell you to write down all the qualities that you want, you know, what that looks like for you. what's most important to you in your relationship, what matters to you. And sometimes you'll go, oh, I don't know. Well, I can tell you one of the quickest ways to figure out what's annoying you with your partner. And if you've been together for a long time, sometimes that's very clear about what seems to annoy you. Then that's what you want. You know, you want a partner who appreciates you, you know, that there's some gratitude or what, you know, talks with you, spend time with you. And, you know, just get clear about what it is that you want. And so I'll tell you a great place to begin is with the languages of love. You know, what is your language of love? What do you want most? And then what does your partner want most? Then make a list of what that would look like. And then think about one thing you could do each day in that language for your partner to show the love for them. And, you know, can't you already feel, you know, the difference just thinking about it? So for me, I love quality time. So I want a partner that loves being with me and being with my family and friends and hanging out and doing things that I love as well as what he loves. I love going on adventures, being outdoors, being active, you know, sharing the little things as well as the big things. And someone who just cherishes and adores me and supports me and pushes me, respects and honors me, accepts me. And I want a partner that's fun and strong and willing to grow and experience new things, adventurous, dependable, kind, respectful, trusting and positive and just easy to be with. And so as I think about that, and I'm thinking about my partner, I have to become those things that I really want, because am I a trusting partner? Am I a partner, you know, that affirms and cherishes and adores my partner? Because when you become those, it's easy for the other person to give those to you. So it's important for you to know your partner's love language also. And so my husband's love language are words of affirmation. And so then we decide how we can give those each day. So most days when we're both around in the evenings, you know, we're both here, we try to take a walk after dinner, and we hold hands because both of us, physical touch is the second language, and it just fills me up just knowing that we're spending that time, you know, doing most of the things that I love, being outside, him being totally present with me, a sharing. So I get filled up just from that. Now, one of the things, you know, that I want to say is you can't change another person. And if your partner doesn't want to do this and engage in it, remember, you still work on yourself about the things that you want to do. And so, you know, since his is words of affirmation, then I need to make sure that I'm doing those kinds of things that he needs. As well as, like I said, he does, you know, he's willing to do the walks with me, but he loves, you know, being outdoors and all that kind of stuff too. So I leave him little love notes and tell him what a hunk I think he is and how amazing I think that he is, and just things that I know that feel so right to me and feel good to him also. And remember, you're not too old to begin these, whether you've been married 30, 50 years or whatever. All relationships need to have a spark and remind you why you chose each other. And so this would be one way of creating what I want to be doing with the rest of my life, because I don't want us just to come home and walk in the door and, oh, yeah, he's there. Oh, I'm so, you know, glad he's here, and sometimes not so glad he's here. But the idea is to create the life that you want and be so excited, you know, about what you are creating, because you can do that. So make the list of what you want And as you start thinking about it, whatever obstacles come up, you're going to have to work through those things. If you think it's not possible, then once again, I'd love, you know, for us to have a call, and I'd be glad to help you work through some of those things. So I told you that you needed to make a list of what you want and what, you know, what you love and what matters to you, and have your partner do that also. And I'll keep reminding you that you can't change your partner if they don't want to participate, but you're in charge of your life, and you can start adding those things to your life, you know, in however ways that you can do that. So I want you to think about one or two things as you made your list, one or two things that you can do, and hopefully when your partner sees that you do want to, you know, add to your relationship, they might be willing. You know, there might be some resistance to begin with, but they might be willing to sit down and say, okay, you know, I'll be willing to do one thing or something. But still, remember, try to decide one or two things that you want to do, and then ask, you know, empowering questions once again. What would be possible, you know, with our relationship if we were both committed to more time together or being more present for each other or whatever it is, you know, that you want? One of the things that I did, which was just part of trying to support our families. We have three of our four children that are married. Our fourth son is getting married this year. And so for Christmas, I gave them the Languages of Love, the daily reflection, so that they can have a time that they would sit down each day and, you know, talk about their relationship. Well, after I got it for them, I thought, well, you know, why don't I get one for us? And so my husband and I, each night after we eat dinner, we sit down and we go through the daily reflection for the day and, you know, talk about how our relationship is doing that or how it's not. And tonight it's they talk about using "I appreciate that." And so when your partner does something for you that you appreciate, you tell them that. Too often we just kind of let, you know, time and the activities go on, you know, without taking the time to do those things. But I would encourage you to, if you're working on relationships, do something like that where you can really take out the time and really make it happen for you. Whatever it is, you know, if you need more time together, calendar in those date nights. Make it happen, you know. Let God guide you to, you know, what you most need and about opening up. You know, just, God, how can I have this happen? If you feel like there's a lot of resistance in your relationship, guide me to what I can do to have this, you know, relationship to where we're communicating more clearly, or whatever it is for you, you know, to do. But the important thing is for you to decide that that's what you want. And remember, if it's to be, it's up to you, you know. If it's to be, it's up to me. And you might keep that mantra close, because nobody else is going to make your relationship good. It's up to you, or nobody else is going to create the kind of life you want for the rest of your life. It's your job to do that. But I want to show you how that's possible. So first of all, you're going to choose your area. Then you're going to choose one small part, one or two things that you want to, well, first of all, you have to make the list of, you know, what you want. And then you're going to pay attention to any resistance or doubt that comes up. And then you're going to start taking some action. Know that it's not going to change overnight, and it, you know, for sure, any patterns that have been set for quite a while time, you know, will take longer, as I was explaining to you, kind of the number line of the positive 10 to the negative 10, where you, you know, in the resistance in that relationship or whatever it is that you're thinking might happen. But the more excited you get, the more steps you take, you know, create a great vision of it and just start allowing and feeling like that's possible for you. You know, go get a counselor if that's what you need. But take steps to start moving more in that direction. So for me, I'm a big vision person, and I love to grow and, you know, keep redefining my life and see how I can be, you know, a better version of myself. So, you know, yearly, as, you know, as life changes, because life will happen also, your vision has to change to accommodate what happens. For instance, this year we had one grandson and we got three new grandsons this year. And so the opportunity to be a grandparent has been something that's been a dream for us. And we were so excited to have three more little grandsons, and because now the three married couples have kids and they all live close to us. And so we have the opportunity to be there. But even though it was with our dreams, and, you know, it's been part of the great joy for us, it's created some conflict for us. And so we've had to work through that and look at what are our top priorities. And for both of us, we want it to be the most loving, involved grandparents that we can possibly be. But we're not in charge of our kids' lives. And so we have to accommodate kind of how they see things and how much they want us or maybe want us too much, and where are we setting boundaries. And so know that whenever you're creating your dreams, things are going to come up. And I don't want to sound like I believe everything's simple and easy. It's not. You know, just like I can tell you, this dream of ours to be grandparents has been grand, but now there's conflict about how do you deal with all of these? You know, what are your partner's rules for what it means to be a grandparent, and how much time are we involved? But we don't want to take away from what we're doing, but we really want to, you know, be with the grandkids. And then the grandkids' expectations, our kids' expectations of what we'll do. So all of that has to be discussed. So each new circumstance in your life creates new scenarios, but with the tools and the commitment and the focus, you can create the life that you want. And just remember, you know, not everybody, you know, sees things the same way as you see things. They won't be as excited for you. But that's one of the things that's important, is find your group of people. Like one of my clients is in the process of writing a book. And she has a monthly group with her writers group because it keeps her pumped up. And these are like people struggling the same way she is, like, how do I find the time? How do I make this happen? I have three children and a husband and a job. But she wants that as a priority in her life. And so by being supported by other people that are like her, then it allows you to keep moving to the vision that you want. So the first step, have a clear vision. The second step is to deal with the obstacles and really see, you know, how do they get in the way and what can you do. Instead of getting stuck there, which is what so many of us do, we allow them to keep us away from our vision, our joy. We kind of just resolve ourselves to say, oh, it's not worth the effort. I want to encourage you not to do that. I want you to keep your dream, you know, to where you see it's possible. And so use resources. Use people like me that are coaches. Use, you know, like that writing group. Whatever it is that your dream is that you want, that you get the support that you need. And then what you have to do is then you make steps to get going in the direction that you want to do. So now that I've created this framework for you of the three steps, you can either choose, you know, as the first way that I was talking about is looking at the bucket list sheet, or you can choose one area of your life, you know, as you look at the whole you, your spiritual self, your mental self, your emotional self, you know, what is it that your physical self, what is it that you want to start working on? So it's just a small step in the direction of what you want so that you can feel like it is possible. So I ask you, what are you doing with the rest of your life? So I hope that you see that you can create the next decades of your life step by step to be however amazing and grand you want it to be. You have to first create the vision of what you want. Use the bucket list worksheet no matter how old you are. If you go to Pinterest, see your boards for bucket list. There's boards for bucket lists for 25-year-olds. And then break it down. You know, this is how I want my relationship. You know, start with your primary relationship. Then if you want different relationships with your kids, your friends, your grandkids, then start working on it. But don't make it too big to begin with. Because really, if you start working on, you know, if it's something you want better with your children, if you start working on that, all your other relationships are going to be affected anyway. But it's easier when you kind of focus on what it is that you want to improve in that relationship. For me, relationships are the center of everything. So it's real important to me, you know, because relationships are the connections. It's the love, the joy, and it's what my business is about. You know, it's all about the people and trying to help people be excellent and be the best that they can be. You know, let them be ambitious and have everything that they want in their lives. So, you know, that's where I always go if you go. She uses the same example. She's always going there. But if your bucket list showed you that travel's most important for you, then get busy creating your boards and your steps to experience those trips. You know, contact travel agencies, get brochures, whatever it is. If it's a healthier lifestyle, let your board lead you to what that entails for you. But begin taking at least two steps towards what that means to be a healthier lifestyle for you. If it's creating a new business, find examples of businesses that you want yours to look like. Put it on your board. Talk with others that have those businesses so that you can know what they do. You know, listen to what feels right to you and then let go of the rest of it if you're talking with different business people. Your style's going to be different than other people, but you want to honor, you know, your uniqueness, but they have a lot to teach you. Does it have to be exactly the same? No. But there's things about it that you might want in yours and just allow. If you can pick up, you know, one or two ideas, and that's what I say about my calls. Hopefully there's a couple, three ideas for the calls that you can pick up on and apply those to your life. Same way if you're reading a book. You know, what are a couple ideas that I can take from this book rather than thinking, I've got to remember all of it. So make it simple for you, but have a vision and keep asking, you know, what do you want to do with the rest of your life so you can live in the joy and the passion that God created us to do? And always ask God to guide you and keep following His footsteps. And before you know it, you're going to be living the life that you wanted. So I'm going to open it up to any questions or comments that you might have about what are you doing with the rest of your life. Anybody like to make a comment or ask a question or need some encouragement? Well, thanks so much for joining me. Since I have no questions, if I can support you in any way, go to my website, send me a message, personal message me on Facebook, sign up for a complimentary discovery session. You can share this recording with your friends, and I am so thankful you're part of my world, because I know life can be challenging at times, but it also can be vibrant, healthy, and fulfilling too, and that's what I want for you in the way that fits you the best, and only you know that. So I hope you'll be with me next month, Tuesday, March 1st. Tell your friends to join us. Until then, I send you off to create what you'll be doing with the rest of your life. Thanks so much.